This is Akashvani, the news read by Hing Bia Hui. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has proposed a comprehensive global development compact on behalf of India. He said that the foundation of this compact will be based on India's development journey and experience of development partnership. The Prime Minister said this in his closing remarks of the third Voice of the Global South virtual summit today. He said today's discussion paved the way to move forward together and expressed confidence that the discussion will boost the efforts to achieve goals set up by Global South nations. Earlier in his opening remarks, the Prime Minister called on the nations of the Global South to stand united in one voice to become each other's strength. He expressed concern about the current global atmosphere of uncertainty and challenges. Speaking at the first Foreign Minister's session of the Global South Summit, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar urged member countries to work together as a family to facilitate the flow of low-cost financing and critical technologies. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that various important issues, including food, health and energy security, were discussed at the third Voice of the Global South Summit, which was hosted virtually by India. Addressing the media after the conclusion of the summit, Dr. Jaishankar reiterated the need for UN reforms. He further said that other issues also included challenges related to resources, access to resources, and concerns about employment and economic inequality. He said that these are common problems raised by many leaders at the summit. Dr. Jaishankar also mentioned that many leaders spoke about extreme weather conditions, emissions challenges, and the debt burden, among other issues. Medical services were affected throughout the country as doctors, medical professionals and students are staging 24-hour protests across the country on the call of the Indian Medical Association, IMA, in protest of rape and murder of a doctor in Kolkata. Non-emergency and OPD services have been suspended since 6 a.m. this morning and suspension will continue till tomorrow. However, all essential services are being maintained. In Delhi, doctors from Ram Manohar Lohia and Lady Harding Medical College hospitals joined the protest, including faculty members of AIIMS Delhi. In Bihar, medical services in government hospitals as well as private hospitals are affected. In Tamil Nadu, OPD services and elective surgeries in private hospitals were cancelled in solidarity with those on strike demanding justice for the murdered doctor in Kolkata. The Tamil Nadu Government Doctors Association also joined them, but for only 1 hour. In Maharashtra, doctors' associations throughout the state joined the strike, leading to the suspension of patient services in many general hospitals. In West Bengal, the left and Congress parties also protested in all districts. On the other hand, the ruling Trinamool Congress took out rallies in Kolkata and other places, demanding hanging of the criminals involved in the incident. The Union Health Ministry has urged protesting doctors to resume their duties in the larger public interest and assured them of all possible efforts to ensure their safety. The ministry said a committee will be formed to suggest measures for ensuring the safety of healthcare professionals. It said the representatives of all stakeholders, including the state governments, will be invited to share their suggestions with the panel. The Health Ministry said that 26 states have already passed legislation for protection of healthcare workers in their respective states. The Health Ministry has said that there is no reported case of monkeypox in the country to date. Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda reviewed the monkeypox situation and preparedness in New Delhi today in view of the WHO declaring it a public health emergency of international concern a few days ago. It was decided that precautionary measures be put in place to prevent and control the spread of the disease. The measures including sensitizing health units at all airports, seaports and ground crossings, readying the testing laboratories and gearing up health facilities for detecting, isolating and managing any cases. A team of Indian students has secured 3 gold, 2 silver and 3 bronze medals at the 17th International Earth Sciences Olympiad held in China's Beijing. The Olympiad was held from 8th to 16th of this month. The 4-member Indian team comprising students from Gujarat, Kerala, Chhattisgarh and Rajasthan won these medals in 3 different categories. And that is the end of this news bulletin.